Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of Fine Points Monday. As always, it is inspiring to see all of you each Lord's Day as we come together to celebrate and thank our God for all He has done, continues to do, and will do for each of us. We should all be inspired and encouraged when we witness the faithfulness of senior members like 91-year-old Sister Hallie Dumas, who still, by the way, drives herself to church, and by Brother Heath Jordan, who will be turning 90 this year and still goes with us to every church's revival and program. They not only come for morning worship, but they are there for Sunday school, BTU, and missions. Not that others are not doing the same thing, but they just happen to be the eldest man and woman in our congregation, who at their age are setting an excellent example that all of us can follow. And just in case some of you didn't notice, Sister Barbara Robinson was blessed to have all of her 5 children come and fellowship with her and us yesterday. I know she was happy, and we are too. We also had some special guests and visitors who were with us on yesterday, and we thank God for them as well. I would like to extend a special thanks to the Planning and Social Committee, and along with all the people who volunteered to work in the kitchen to serve all of us and clean up afterward. I also want to thank everyone for your contributions to our homecoming dinner. Everyone had enough to eat and drink, thanks to members and friends pitching in and bringing what you were asked to bring. But not only did social and planning step up, but all ministries of the church had a part in the success of the day. Remember, no one person or ministry can do it all or is responsible for it all. It takes everyone working together to get things done. So, after the problems and uncertainty we were facing on last Sunday as a result of the storm damage and homecoming in jeopardy of being canceled, God blessed us to repair what needed to be fixed and allowed us to have a wonderful day and start to our revival. And this is our revival. As I have forementioned in time past, it is great when others come and fellowship with us, and we thank God for all of them. But ultimately, the people of the church are responsible for supporting their own revival. So, let's make some sacrifices this week and make every effort to come each night if possible. Call members and friends and remind them and invite others to come out to listen and hear what God will say to us this week. I am looking forward to each night and praying for young Dr. Davis that God will protect him, direct him, use him, and strengthen him to deliver to us just what we need to motivate us to greater service and faithfulness as we journey toward our heavenly home. I ask you to join me as we pray for God's blessing this week. Well, thanks for now. That's all for now. Next week, I hope to be commenting on the wonderful week that was. So, keep loving one another, and let's have a good time in Zion. Blessings.